Rise and shine, folks. It's time to talk chicken today. We have a few guests we're going to speak with, and I want to direct you to the Crittenden Press this week. We have a very in-depth article about not only growing chickens, how to care for them, how to care for the eggs. You know, eggs are about $6 a dozen right now. In some places, they're more than that. So there's a fad, I guess, to some degree growing with folks wanting to have backyard chicken flocks. And they've even asked the Marion City Council to consider allowing chickens in the city, backyard growing operations, small, albeit very small, possibly would be a limit on the number of chickens you could have. And none of that crowing going on in town either. No, that's not going to happen. And if it does, they'll get run out of town like they did 20 some odd years ago whenever there was a big chicken operation that cropped up on the edge of town. Many of you remember it. Tyson Foods had some chicken broilers out just on the edge of town right beside of Greenwood Heights, and there was a big uproar, big stink, if you will, about those, and they eventually got run out of town after a jury in court found that they were a nuisance. The smell was trespassing from the county into the city. We'll get to that part of the story a little later in the week, but for now we're going to hear from some local folks who enjoy raising their own chickens and give you some ideas in case you want to start your own operation in the backyard. First up, we're going to hear from Kaylin Jackson. She lives down around Dykesburg and has been raising her own chickens and gathering her own eggs for quite a while. She has some wonderful insight about how to begin your own backyard flock. So what are some of the challenges about raising chickens?
I would say, especially if you have free-ranging chickens, predators. You know, of course, if you don't have like a dog who's used to being around chickens, kind of there to protect them, I would want to say probably the one thing we deal with is predators.
Mm-hmm. So we're standing in, this is a chicken coop.
Yes.
And these chickens do not, you don't let them out. They're not what you call free ranging, I guess.
No. They're my silkies and my seremas, so yeah, they have their own chicken coop and chicken run. They stay enclosed. I mean, they'll still get sun and stuff. If I'm outside and we'll be outside for a couple hours, especially in the summertime, I will let them out. But yeah, they stay in because they're small. Again, predators. We have a lot of hawks around here, so I just try to keep them safe.
So is your flock for profit or is it just for fun?
Just for fun. Yeah. For fun and for eggs. But I do enjoy it.
Do you sell your eggs?
Yes, I have only really like one person who buys for me. And of course, you know, I don't have as many chickens as I used to, so I don't produce as many eggs as I used to, but I do sell mine.
Again, that was Kaylin Jackson, who lives down in southern part of rural Crittenden County. Now let's head out east of town to visit with another chicken grower. I have with me Bob Rowley. He lives out just east of Marion, and he has been growing chickens and raising chickens, I should say, and gathering eggs for about a dozen years now. So tell us a little bit about the demand for eggs in Crittenden County.
Yeah, like I said, we've been raising them for several years there and had them. And we just got into it just for ourselves or a while, and then people started questioning me, asking or calling, you know, see if I had extra eggs. And then after, I guess, the word spread around a little bit, these other people found out, was a lot of my friends, you know, got them too. But now there's lots of people, you know, considering the egg, buying eggs wherever they can, you know, to get away from the store prices. And it's been a big market for the last few years. You know, people really screaming and hollering and buying all the eggs that I can produce. And but I don't want to get into more chickens, but as long as I can, you know, make my money of to pay for our feed and stuff. That's, you know, that's all I'm concerned about.
How many chicken laying hens, I guess, do you have, and how many eggs do you gather a day?
I've got 40 hens right now, and they're starting to pick up on laying. I gather 27 to 30 eggs daily from the chickens.
Yeah, and you don't have any trouble selling those?
No, people, you know, standing in line waiting for them. You know, they always buy a few extra, and I try to cut back to just, you know, 3 dozen per person, you know, to keep have enough to go around for other people wanting the eggs.
Again, you can read much, much more about the chickens and the opportunity folks in Marion may have to grow their own here in town, because the Marion City Council is going to hear some discussion on this at its March 17th regular meeting. We visited with Diane Ford Benningfield, the Marion City Administrator, and this is what she had to say.
In reference to chickens, the mayor gave me a call and said she's had several calls, and actually, at City Hall, we've had several calls of people asking in reference to having chickens in their yards in the city limits. She has asked me to look out to other ordinances that perhaps other cities, smaller cities our size, and or even larger cities that might have ordinances that we can compare to and have a discussion with. We will have discussions of chickens within the city limits on the upcoming March agenda. So anyone that is interested in having a conversation on it or putting their 2 cents, they're welcome to come to March 17th at 5:00 at City Hall, and we can have a discussion on the chickens.
Chicks available now at H&H Home and Hardware. Classic breeds and fancy breeds. Check back often for selection. Ducks and turkeys expected through season. 50-pound extra egg layer feed, $19.99. at H&H Home and Hardware.
Also in area news, Cutter and Cash and the Kentucky Grass, fresh off of their appearance last weekend on RFD-TV, will host their spring Old Kentucky Hayride starting at 7 p.m. on Saturday, March 29th at historic Foes Hall. Doors will open at 6 p.m. All proceeds from ticket sales will go to the Crittenden County Food Bank. Concessions will be available. For ticket information, call 270-704-2591.
Round 2 Boutique, located at 220 South Main Street in Marion, makes shopping fun and oh so affordable. Check out Round 2 Boutique's new and gently used clothing for adults and children Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Stop in today to take advantage of a buy one, get one free off everything in the store sale. That's 220 South Main Street in Marion.
In local obituaries, Geraldine Oliver, 93, of Shelbyville, Indiana, formerly of Fredonia and Marion, passed away on February 28th at Willows of Shelbyville. Morgan Funeral Home in Princeton was in charge of arrangements. Charles Francis Chuck Connor Jr., age 71, of Marion, died Sunday, March 2nd, at Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. In local high school playoff basketball, Crittenden County Lady Rockets beat Union County 46-39 on Tuesday night in the opening round of the second region tournament down at Christian County. The Lady Rockets struggled early and had to go to their bench when a couple of players got into foul trouble. We caught up with Coach Shannon Hodge and junior leading scorer Anna Boone following the game.
You know, tonight was one of those nights that you just survive in advance, and, you know we didn't play as well as we could play, and hats off to Union County. You know, they played really well and defended well and shot the ball well, and we knew coming in it was going to be a dogfight, but, you know, Anna and Fed getting in foul trouble early was, you know, really hurt us, but like I said a while ago, the real heroes of the game in my book are Abigail Champion and Adrie Berry and Morgan Stewart and Georgia Holman that came in that first half when those two were on the bench and when Jordan wasn't playing very well. And, you know, those guys kept it together and got us through that first half. And then, Anna and Fed were able to get back in there and we looked good in some spurts. Mm-hmm. We had some spurts of looking good in the second half, but you know, just could never put it away. But proud that we could make the plays down the stretch to get a win, and you know, we're excited to get to come back over Friday night.
And now you get to play the home team, Christian County, right, here on their own floor.
Right.
What's the outlook for that game?
You know, the key to winning that basketball game is going to be rebounds. You're going to be able to rebound the basketball, be tough, be strong. You know, and take care of the ball against their pressure and, you know, be able to buck up and defend them. You know, it's going to be a huge task. We know that. But, you know, we played them a close game over here a couple of weeks, two or three weeks ago, and that was – most of that game was without Elliot. And, you know, so every game you just got to approach like, you know, it's got to be the biggest game, the best game we've played all year. And just, you know, that's right. So, you know, we just see what we're made of. We'll see.
So now I have Anna Boone. Anna, you spent a little time over on the Pine during the first half and then came back, lit a fire under your team's second half. Tell me about how that went.
Yeah, I got a little too iffy fouls. You know, I got to learn to be smart, and we don't know these refs, so we have to play smart and don't take any, like, questionable fouls because that'll get you in trouble like I was. And I just knew that my team needed me to step up in the second half, and so I had to bring all I had because it's win or go home.
So we have Christian County here on Friday, the late game, playing Christian down here on their home floor. They beat us down here a few weeks ago. What's the game plan coming in?
Yeah, they're very physical, and they have a good post player and good guards that can shoot the ball too. So we know we have to keep hitting in their face, and we have to push their posts out and just be equally as physical with them as they are us.
So the Lady Rockets will be back in action on Friday night in the late game, 7:30 p.m. tip-off down in Christian County for a chance to play in the regional championship game, which will be Saturday. You can get a complete wrap-up of this opening round victory by reading this week's Crittenden Press, which will be available this afternoon on newsstands, or go online to www.the-press.com and click on the sports tab. In college basketball last night, the Kentucky Wildcats, ranked number 19, beat LSU 95-64. Lyon County's Travis Perry scored no points but had two rebounds and one assist in that ball game. In other local sports, Crittenden County boys basketball coach Matt Fralix announced his resignation yesterday. This comes just 2 years after he first took the helm of the Rocket basketball program. During his tenure, the Rockets were 3-51, and this season did not win a basketball game. They were very young, had a lot of injuries and defections over the last year or two, actually. Last year, Travis Champion, one of the best players ever to play at Crittenden County, blew out his knee, was unable to play virtually the entire season. And this year, injuries and defections, and, you know, when you're 0-26, things are difficult. But he said it was a very difficult decision to resign. And the Crittenden County School District announced today that it will begin the search for a new basketball coach immediately. In other coaching announcements, Bailey McDonald is back as head volleyball coach of the Lady Rockets. After about a year and a half gone from the program, she is going to return. And Grant Carter has been named as a new football assistant coach for the Rockets. He comes over from Webster County. And that's a wrap on this morning's program. We'll talk to you later in the week.